This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Thank you for choosing to fly Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie, we'd like to wish you happy listening.
Please make sure you keep your headphones on and your mouth is positioned open and ready for laughing.
In case of emergency, please resume the brace position. Ginny, get your hand off my ass.
Oops, sorry. I was reaching for the cushion.
Brace, not embrace.
While we're bracing, embrace one of our podcasts.
This is Anaya Day.
This is Tracy Dinwiddie.
Down the toilet.
Ginny and Natalie.
Well, Rachel, I'm not going to waste any time to ask you this, but who are those two hot bitches on the cover of Cherry Magazine?
Her Society. To Ginny and Natalie.
Speaking of toning down, there's some Photoshop rumours going on about the cover, and in particular in reference to a certain body part of mine. Did you Photoshop my boobs to be smaller?
Her Society.
This is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie. Can you believe it? She's back!
Oh my god, I'm back!
You know what? I had an applause sound lined up. It's actually what happens here is there's a number that you press to get an applause sound.
Yes.
They changed the number on me. It's now replaced with a sponsorship announcement. So instead of going, woo, it's like the new ad. Yeah, it's quite funny.
I was going to say that if you replace it with 69, that would have been your doing.
Yeah, it would have been my doing, but no. I don't have say over these things.
Oh, no.
I'm trying to change that, but no.
No.
I've got to say, I was far too excited today that we didn't actually write the intro. So we're just going to wing it.
We're just going to wing it.
We've got DJ Rod joining us in the studio. He's one of Melbourne's best R&B DJs. He's come in without his snapback hat, which I'm quite disappointed about.
Snapback.
You know, you've got to have those hats.
You do, yeah.
And because you and I haven't seen each other for so long,
yes.
I reckon we need to do a bit of a questionnaire.
A massive catch up.
I think so too.
It's been too long. Like, we've spent how many weeks apart now?
Oh, it's been like what?
Months
since,
maybe.
It's been since November, dude.
No.
And that was like the first time since September, so you've got a lot of talking to do today.
We've got a lot of talking to, so we need to catch up with each other and see
what's
news.
Need to kind of re-know each other, but I'm going to actually name you for the next song.
What do you mean?
I'm going to call you Coco Jumbo.
What?
Okay, that's your name now. You Coco Jumbo. That I'm dedicating this song to you because
Coco
I haven't
Jumbo.
Seen you for a while. Yeah. This is Mr. President with Coco Jumbo.
Oh, my God. So
don't
for some reason, Coco Jumbo's making me feel very thirsty for juice.
It is. It's actually that kind of vibe it has.
Yep.
It has, you know, the
I can
the
taste coconut mango in my mouth right now.
Yeah. So that's your name now, Coco Jumbo.
Yep, there it
Welcome
is.
Welcome to the airwaves. You have a new nickname. Speaking of which, what have you been up to?
Oh, my God. What the? Oh.
I haven't seen you for... I know, I've noticed. That I think people who have seen you in the past 3 months would have been probably the Qantas Airway ladies, the cleaning ladies, and the lounge ladies. So I think I should probably ask them how you've been.
Yeah, they will know more.
Yeah.
They know the most out of my whole life. They know more than my mother knows.
I was going to say, because you kind of spend half your time sleeping, working, or on the plane.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, I could do a lot of commercials, and my last commercial that I did was for a major airline.
Yeah.
And we went all over the country to shoot this
commercial. Was it the major airline that you fly with?
No, it wasn't actually.
How did you know about that?
Oh, look, I don't know. I didn't tell them,
you know.
What they don't know, don't hurt them.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was fun. It was fun. It was just very tiring. And then I went to New Zealand for, I think I might have already told you, I went for The Hobbit. Yeah, the premiere, which
Absolutely.
Was fun as well.
Yes.
Hardly got any sleep the last couple of months. Hardly has a day off. But, you know, we kept going.
You
and
kept
I'm
going.
Here, so.
Okay. I like any rat's tail haircut.
What rat's tail?
I'm just telling people you got a rat's tail haircut. Like, I have Natalie. I'm like, oh, I haven't seen it. Now I'm going to put it out publicly.
Yep.
She has a rat's tail haircut.
I have a rat's tail haircut.
We
okay.
need to talk about this.
We
Natalie.
Do, yes. I have a rat's tail haircut, and I've also grown a moustache because, you know, I haven't seen you since November.
Mm. And you just took November a little bit
took
too
November.
Far.
Look, I felt a little bit marginalised because the men were having all the moustache fun, and we women didn't have any, so
you
I thought I'd
represent.
Take it. Yep, so I had to represent. I have grown a moustache, yes, to go with my rat's tail.
So the gorgeous Natalie Zibou. Yep. He's up for grabs. A rat's tail, a Movember moustache.
And I'm wearing a poncho right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
And she's the hand she used to dial is also too. What's that?
What?
Ad in The Simpsons? Not the ad, but Homer, when he wears a poncho. Oh, when he puts on a lot of weight. The hand you've used to dial is too fat. Remember?
No. I would remember, but I don't actually watch television.
No, you don't have time to because you're on a plane. No. And it's too busy speaking to Espanol.
Oh, look, when you work for television, the last thing you want to do is watch it.
That's true. That's very true.
No, thanks.
Now, I've got a game I'm going to play with you, Zebu.
It's a catch-up game.
It's a catch-up game. Oh, we have to catch up because, you know, it's been freaking years before we've caught up.
But, and look, it's good for you to ask me questions too because the listeners will also... Oh, that's Nat.
That's Natalie. Because, you know, we've had the lovely Bessie K, the kitty cat joining us. Parvati Ma, Parvati Sundari, should I say. Do you know Parvati's got a new name?
No.
There you go. You've missed out on so much. She got a new name in October.
What?
There you go.
I'm so out of the loop.
You're out of the loop. I've got to say, out of the loop. Yeah, I'm going to re-educate you now.
Can you, please?
I'm going to play with you a game I play with all my guests. Uh-oh. It's called What's Your Number?
Yep.
It's where we have questions through from 1 through to 50. I don't know why I'm explaining this to you.
I know, woman. I know it.
I'm just going to do it. So I'm going to ask you to pick three random numbers, and we're going to come back to it right after this announcement. Joy 94.9, this is Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love girls. Natalie Zibung is back on the airwaves, and we've just got a text through on 0427-JOY-949. Can you please take a photo of Natalie's rat's tail?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a photo of my apparent rat's tail and my Movember moustache and my poncho, and we're going to post it on the Her Society page, okay?
Absolutely.
For y'all to see.
You can see how much Natalie's changed and grown and evolved.
Yes. Back to the caveman. Grown. I wish I'd grown. I think the only thing grown is my boobs because I've been eating a lot. Oh, my God.
Hey, you know, boob growth, it's not frowned upon.
You know what? This is something that a few people know about me. But yet, you know. Because
I know.
Remember, you do know me. I'm no guest. I'm not a big fan of big boobs. Oh. For some reason, I love small boobs.
Small boobs.
Anything boobs. That's you know, it fits in your hand is perfect. Anything that overflows your hand, your palm of the hand is just a waste of space.
Do you realize we have started, when we launched Her Society, you know, we were a big gay activist, marriage equality. That was the caliber of the content we were putting out there. Now we're talking about how many boobs we can hold in hands.
One hand.
This is how much we've grown and evolved as a show.
Hey,
clearly.
You know, yeah, we're just, that's how we roll.
It is how we roll. Clearly how you roll with small boobs.
Small boobs, yes, please.
Now, unfortunately, in the questions that I'm going to ask you, Zebu, none of them involves anything to do with boobs, big or small. But the good news is you get to pick three numbers, and I'm going to ask you the corresponding question with the number that you pick. The lucky dip, hit me with three numbers.
All right, let's go with number 8 because it's my favorite number.
Number 8. I'm not going to ask you that one. Hold
why?
On.
Why?
Okay, hold on. Are you allergic to anything?
Oh, not allergic, but I am lactose intolerant. So,
I know.
Yeah.
You have to take soy milk.
I do, and I have these magical tablets that give me the lactase enzyme that I can take so I can eat ice cream and cheese and stuff. But
exactly,
you know, it's
and
pretty
chocolate.
Annoying. And chocolate. Yeah. Oh, look, you know, chocolate I will suffer for. I do, actually. I will suffer for chocolate, so.
Hit me with another number.
21.
21. Okay. Heels or flats? I'm going to laugh at you.
Me and hey, speaking of heels, when was it last December?
Last December?
It was last December or November we had the photo shoot for the calendar.
Actually, no, it was last year in December.
In
yes,
December. It was.
It was
December,
for
right?
For the Joy calendar, which is up for grabs. You can purchase it by calling 1-300-JOY-949.
Yes.
Up and out our radio station. And February will never be the
February,
same.
No, you guys need to buy a Joy calendar so you can see me in heels. Now, remember when you messaged me, or who was it? David emailed us saying we want to do a 60s theme and we're going to put me in heels. I went,
and I replied back with, ha ha ha.
Yeah.
That's all I put.
Because Natalie in heels is like watching Bambi try walk.
I've got to say.
Literally. Okay, you saw me.
I can match for that.
I was in, my hair was in curls, and I was in a frilly red dress. I wore red heels. Was I in a red dress? No. I had red lipstick on. I had a very, very bright colored dress, and I had one of those, I don't even know what it's called, that's how non-girly I am. Is that thing that you wear underneath the dress?
The pantyhose. Petticoat. Pantyhose. I was wearing the pantyhose, sorry.
And it fluffs up the skirt.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it does.
It fluffs it up.
That's
it's like
the job, Zee. Like I'm so surprised. It fluffed up my skirt. That's their job, Zee.
I put this thing on and it made my skirt go whoosh and fluffed it up.
What's
I
down?
Love it. Whoosh.
That just sounds like something you order at a rock bar. Yeah, can I have that whoosh, please?
What is that? It fluffs up my skirt. Whoosh. I was fascinated, by the way, because it was the first time I was ever in something like that. I was, you know, I was walking up expecting, oh, just look, just shoot me in my jeans and my t-shirt.
Yeah,
what's the problem?
And you know what the funny thing was?
What?
You kind of reminded me, have you seen the movie Pleasantville with Tobey Maguire?
Vaguely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The housewife of Pleasantville, you just look like her.
Oh, wow.
And it's just so funny. You look like a 1950s housewife. And I'm like, it's Zulu. And the funny thing is, I know how you walk in heels. They made us do the jive. And that was something I wish I filmed. Because
oh
that was
God.
Hilarious. You kind of look like Psy.
I did, didn't I? Like,
doing Gundam style.
It was like 60s Gundam style.
It was.
Oh my God. But you know what? A testament to me. Can you give me some credit? I didn't fall over.
You didn't. You actually did really well. Like,
really?
We had to kind of do this.
Jive
we spun
thing.
Each other and then we like had to touch palms and spin each other again. You did not fall once.
I didn't fall.
You did kind of wonky a little bit.
Yeah, I did wonky.
You did wonky.
I was Bambi.
You were Bambi. Yeah. But hey, you didn't fall. You should be very proud of that, I reckon.
I'm so proud of myself.
Hey, maybe.
Yeah.
You were on Red Red Wine. Let's go a bit retro. You be 40. This is Her Society. Soak it up. Joy 94.9. Her Society with Ginny and Natalie, your one-stop radio show for girls who love you be 40 there. Classic. We're spinning back to the retro days. Here on Joy 94.9. That was UB40, as I said before. Ginny and Natalie taking you through to 7 o'clock. We've got DJ Rod joining us very, very shortly. But at the moment, Natalie and I are catching up because we've missed each other for the past 2, 3, 4, 7 months.
Right? That's weird, huh?
It's been a while.
Hey, I need to ask you some questions.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I might actually.
So I'm gonna explain this. We have a show, a game on the show called What's Your Number?
Dude, I wrote this with you!
I know! Woman!
All right, you go. I did to you. Right. It's only fair. Go.
Yes, and I'm going to... You can choose three numbers or however many more numbers you want.
Yeah.
Because, hey, you wrote this. Yeah. Now, the advantage is that you know the question to almost every corresponding number, right?
Maybe. So you're going to make stuff up.
I'm going to make it up. You say whatever number. I'm just going to pick whatever.
Do not give me number 10.
I will give you number 10.
But you're going to give me number 10! Why did I say that?
No, well, right. Go. What number?
7.
Number 10.
Are you...
Top or bottom?
It depends on the girl.
Hey!
Did I just say that publicly?
Yes, you did.
Oh my God, I did!
Depends on the girl.
Sometimes I forget where I am and we're not catching up over coffee. Anyway.
Can you get some coffee?
Nah!
Okay, so it depends on the girl.
We're not elaborating.
Damn it.
This isn't Oprah. What do you mean? No,
no
it depends because, you know... It just depends on the situation. You can't just meet someone and be like, you know, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It just flows. And you rolls and it flows.
It just flows.
It just flows. No, we're not going into detail.
Okay. Next question.
I think, you know what? I think Joy are actually happy that you haven't been on air because the screeches that I've just done hasn't been present for a while.
Well, we did go from boobs to top or bottom.
Yeah, absolutely, which is what we're all about. Classy radio.
I know. Pretty lesbians. Next question.
Oh, number 5.
All right, 29. Do you have a signature dance move?
Okay, now this is actually a very sensitive topic because my signature dance move, look, there's a few out there, but I've got to say one thing that two of them I have. One is a sprinkler that I do in a kind of interesting form. There is a YouTube video, unfortunately, of
oh
that.
Oh, my God.
Me doing that at a Sunday event here in Melbourne. But the sprinkler, because I R&B it up. You know, I funk it up a little bit. It actually looks like I'm tapping someone's ass.
Oh, my God.
It's right. Two moves combined in one. And I kind of... It also looks like I'm rain dancing. And some people kind of mistake me as a spiritual person trying to evoke rain by doing it. But, hey, you know what? It works.
Rain dancing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it looks tribal.
That's why the weather's been crap in Melbourne. Right?
Too much dancing.
Ginny's out again tonight. It's going to rain. All
another right. Number? All right.
Go on.
My lucky number, which is 6.
Number 6. Hold on. Let me just read the question and see which one's exactly.
Yeah, pick number 50.
What was your favorite subject at school?
Oh, you can't ask me a geeky question.
Okay, do you... Wait, there's no rude ones. Ginny, what kind of questions are these? Go on.
I gave you, the G-rated version.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so what is your favorite pickup line and does it work?
Okay. No, well, okay. I'm not going to tell you the pickup line because
why?
I just feel that the listeners aren't ready to hear that. And, you know, it's just fair. It's fair, Zibu. That's only for the fun I want. But I will tell you a line that I made up when I was 12.
What?
And it generally gets a very funny reaction, meaning that people just laugh at my face and walk away. But
nope.
It's funny.
It's funny.
It's like, now that I laid eyes on you, I know that curry isn't the hottest thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is
That's
so
good.
Horrible.
That's good, isn't it?
It's oh, my good. God.
That's a reaction that people get. It's like, oh my God, haha, walk away.
Is it
it's
because you're Indian?
Nah, it's going to a song now. I can't believe you said that again on air.
Thank you for choosing to fly with us on Her Society Airwaves.
On behalf of the cabin crew, Ginny and Natalie would like to wish you a safe onward journey.
Our flights are equipped with the best flight attendants. Unfortunately, none of them are on this planet at the moment, or qualified to be so. We hope you enjoyed the ride.
Oh my God, Ginny, you're so rude.
I didn't mean it like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
Please make sure you take all your belongings, as anything left behind will be distributed amongst the flight attendants. Last one off the plane must clean it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.